Ziegler,
yeah.
Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
How did they're handling this situation with regard to the Secretary of Agriculture?
Oh, I think that went very well.
I think that gave a good story to them.
Yes, sir. I thought your announcement and the way you handled it was
well, we had to do it gracefully, and actually, what I said was the total truth. The firing stories were very unfair to Cliff. Nobody's ever
actually. There aren't that many firing.
Exactly. You can tell the boys straight out. You can say, now, we'll tell you when it's you can mislead them, but on the firing, it's totally true. 3 months ago, he came in and says, I don't have any money. I've got to do this. I've got to take this job from my family, and I don't want to do it if it's going to hurt the administration. I says, okay. This was right after the China announcement. Right. I said, fine. I said, Cliff, we'll do it, but I don't want you to. And there was never any thought of firing.
No, and I haven't seen that written anywhere.
Well, there was something, I think, but then the Washington Post had a story to that effect, I don't know, something. But anyway, whatever it is, we knocked that in the head, and
sure, I think it was covered fine, and I don't think there's, from what I've seen on the wires and the Star and so forth, I have not seen any speculation going in that direction. But in any event, I think your remarks and the way it was handled put to rest any of that. Absolutely.
Right.
I was asked in my briefing whether or not it had anything to do with the corn prices. You know, they had to make an effort, and I said the president's remarks, I think, were quite clear.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I thought it was a good way to do it,
farm prices, on the other hand, Butts is going to work on farm prices.
Right, and he said that.
And we got in a good slug on government reorganization.
Yes, sir.
Did any of the bastards ask if about a positive vote in the Senate, or they ignored that, I suppose?
Oh, on the foreign aid?
Yeah.
Well, I encouraged them to ask, and they did.
I guess you had to encourage them. That was a hell of a good vote.
Yes, sir.
Amendment, I mean.
Absolutely.
And you know, the Senate's turned totally around.
On foreign aid.
Cut the amount a little, but they turned around. The bastards had to.
Well, I said they're making good progress now to restore the foreign aid to the level that the president feels is necessary.
I understand they went after you and Danny Shore this morning?
Oh, yes.
But for Christ's sakes, you know, the whole thing is so ridiculous. I mean, Malik's office, hell, I don't know who the hell they're looking at, but they have all sorts of things. They got some guy on the Environmental Council,
sure.
You know, who's they're apparently CBS has been very interested in the environment. So they ran, I think they ran three or four, and the only reason they checked on this son of a bitch is that, which of course I didn't know, and I would have never approved him. But the point is, the reason they checked was that he's supposed to be an environmental specialist.
Right.
You know.
Well, I kept you 90,000 miles away from it. I said you weren't even involved. I weren't even aware. I said Malik was in the process of considering people who would be considered. And I said
right.
Mr. Shore was eminently qualified.
And you might say that one of the reasons they were checking him is they had no file on him, which is a pretty good thing to say, too, isn't
right.
it?
Right.
Oh, well, they better not push me on him, or I'll just kick him in the teeth on it.
I think if they asked you...
It should be done very coldly.
If they
asked I'd just say you covered that yesterday.
Right, right.
Wouldn't
I think
bad?
This... Yes, sir. I think this thing's going to pass away, and, you know, one-day story.
Yeah, but what I meant is I'll just say, well, look, that's, I think Ziegler's covered it very well. I mean, there are just many, many people that are checked that I never hear about.
That's right.
But they're not being checked for other reasons.
I hit that here, and then I was at the Sigma Delta Chi today at a panel.
Oh, were you? Yeah.
And I hit it again there, and
what the hell? Do they think we're so stupid to try to conduct an investigation of a goddamn reporter? Now, if there's a leak, you know what I mean?
Right. Relating
like
to National
Times or national security or something, we then have to. Then the FBI does look into it. That isn't what they mean. When it isn't that, Christ Almighty, I mean, this is a... What was they said? He said something about something about the Catholic thing. Christ, Shore has been against us for years.
I said in the briefing here today, and I also said at the panel, I said, when a reporter is wrong, I'm going to say he's wrong. And I said, when a reporter is wrong, we have an obligation to say he's wrong, and the president's going to say he's wrong. I said, he was wrong on the Fletcher story.
Yeah.
He was wrong on the Catholic story. I said, he was wrong on the Phase 2 story. And I said, when reporters are wrong, we have a responsibility to put our case forward.
Very good.
Have it that way.
Yeah. I think Butts is going to be effective, you know. He's a tough guy.
I think so, too. The people here were impressed by him.
He's a good, but you ought to hear him talk. He's a great speechmaker, you know. He just knocks, he's a great with those farm audiences.
Yeah, and he talks a farmer, too.
You know, you got to realize, he was raised in Indiana.
That's
farm,
right.
Just like my mother. Then he farmed for a year after he got out of school, and then went beyond to teach school. All in agriculture. Now, that's a hell of a record.
Right.
And he's the farmer, basically. We can, you know, even though he farmed for only a year.
This reorganization's good, too.
Oh,
I followed up on
it's
that a
the
little
one thing. It's the one thing that we just couldn't get wheeled. I mean, the agriculture people would not buy not having a department. Now, the labor people say they want a department, but we're not going to give in on that because an agriculture doesn't quite fit the convention. I mean, as I pointed out, as you know, that we are on it, we're going to slim it down to those things that only affect the farmer.
Right.
And we're cutting off the foreign service and all the other crap. So it'll be a thin one, but that way it just doesn't fit in anything else.
To concentrate on the problems of the agriculture.
Of the farmers alone.
Right.
Did you hit that in yours?
Yes, I said that, you know, they said, could I get into details? I said, no, I wasn't prepared to at this time, except what the president said was that the new agriculture department would not have the peripheral responsibility.
Yeah.
And this would allow the Department of Agriculture under Secretary Butts to concentrate on the problems of the farmers. And so I think that's a good thing to hit.
That's right. That's right. And if they say, well, now why don't you have somebody concentrate on the farm problems of labor? That's done through the Economic Department.
Sure.
Yeah, that's all part of that. They're all involved in that. Well, that's a...
But I think the session up there was very good. People came up afterwards, which doesn't happen often, said they thought it went well, and they were impressed with Butts, and they thought you handled, you know, they said you appeared to be very, very complimentary of Hardin and also very relaxed this afternoon. I said, well, President generally. But they were impressed with the session, and I think it came over well.
They were they continue, I guess, to be disappointed that I wouldn't get into politics in the on the Chicago New York swing. Is that right?
Well,
I think they would have
liked to have
the
opening to say that you are now moving
now,
into that area.
That's right.
And they're going to be waiting for that.
That's right.
And I think there's some disappointment from those who would like to write that. Yes, sir.
Yeah. But on the other hand,
I don't think you'll get many questions on that tomorrow.
Oh, they're going to they'll be, in my view, they're going to stick to foreign policy for the most part. Well, there isn't much they can ask there, a little on foreign policy. And I think they get into a little on the phase two crap. Don't
right.
you think so?
Right. And maybe get into a little on China.
Well, there's nothing to say about China.
No, but I think the foreign policy thing will weave out of the whole foreign policy area and into China and so forth.
China.
And
right.
And then to phase two.
Okay.
Okay, sir.